Good morning. It's my pleasure to introduce this morning's speaker.
今天是我的荣幸来介绍今天的讲员。
And in the late 60s, early 70s, Terry Virgo started a few house churches in England.
在60年代和70年代 ,Terry 牧师在英国开始很多家庭教会。
And so this grew into a network of churches, and now they have churches in over 70 countries around the world. Thousands of churches have come out of those home church beginnings.
这几个家庭教会的种子发根发芽，成长为成一个运动，有七十多个国家都有教会。
So it's a real privilege for us to have with us on this special day someone who has, God has used to start a network of churches around the world.
所以今天真的是神给我们的荣幸，来邀请这位特别的讲员来分享神做的工作。
Among us, we have 70 nations. They have churches in 70 nations.
在我们当中有超过70个国家的国籍的会众，在他的运动当中也有70个国家都有他的教会。
And also, very significantly, he just recently has transitioned out of the leadership of this particular network.
而更有意思的是，他在他的那个机构也慢慢退出来，在服事，从事另外一种事工。
So as we have John and Cindy transitioning out of the BICF, we have this amazing man of God here to share with us this morning about the amazing grace.
所以关于 John and Cindy 这今天要出去再开始另外一种事工，更恰当不如的就是由 Terry Virgo 来今天来分享神的话语。
So let's just give him a warm BICF welcome.
让我们给他热烈 BICF 的欢迎吧。
Thank you so much. It's a real privilege to be with you.
真的很感谢大家，是我的荣幸跟你们分享神的话语。
And it's a great joy to be invited to speak about the grace of God.
受邀来这里分享神的恩典，真的是无比的喜乐。
I believe that the doctrine of the grace of God is a life-changing truth.
我相信关于神的恩典的神学，真的是个能改变我们生命的神学。
And it's possible to be a Christian and to kind of drift away from the centrality of grace.
作为一个基督徒，很有可能我们却忽略了这个恩典的重心。
I want to speak to you from Romans in chapter 5.
我今天要以罗马书五章来分享。
I'm going to read to you verse 17.
我要为大家念第十七节。
Where Paul says this.
当保罗这样说的时候。
For if by the transgression of the one death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace.And the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ.
使徒保罗这样说：若因一个人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙受赐之义的，岂不要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？
Let's invite the Holy Spirit to teach us.
让我们邀请圣灵来教导我们。
Father, we thank you for the promise of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵，我们感谢你给我们圣灵的恩赐。
We invite you right now, Holy Spirit, to come and be our teacher.
圣灵，我们邀请你来到我们当中做我们的老师。
Please come and lead us into truth.
求你带领我们来走向真理。
Bless us with your word, we pray.
用你的话语来祝福我们。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So in the verse I read to you, it says that we are those who reign in life.
所以这里说到我们是得胜掌权的。
It's a very vivid phrase. It speaks about being on top of things rather than underneath them.
这告诉我们，我们是掌控，我们是 hold 得住环境，而不是被环境压着。
We're reigning.
我们在掌权得胜当中。
Elsewhere it says this: We're more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
因为经文。在经文里面也有说到，就是在耶稣里我们得胜有余。
Not just conquerors, more than conquerors.
因为我们不只是潜水艇的基督徒，我们是得胜有余的基督徒。
Elsewhere it says he always leads us in his triumph.
圣经也说到，他永远带领我们走往得胜的道路。
So Christians are reigning, they're more than conquerors, they're always in triumph.
所以圣经常常说到，我们都得胜有余，常常掌控环境得胜。
That's the testimony of what it is to be a Christian.
这就是基督徒的见证。
Now, sadly, we often feel, oh, if only. I don't feel as though I am quite there.
但是往往我们都会觉得我还没有到达那里。
I wish I was reigning.
我真的很希望我在掌权当中。
And sometimes we can come to a kind of crisis.
很多时候我们会来到一种危机当中。
Maybe we come to a conference.
也许我们来到一个很像今天这样的一个大会当中。
We feel somewhat searched by God.
我们觉得圣灵的充满很有能力。
Maybe we respond to an invitation.
也许我们回应神的呼召。
And we present ourselves again, so Lord, I will reign in life.
所以我们常常说，我们真的会得胜掌权。
Maybe it's the beginning of a new year.
也许是新一年的开始。
We look back on the last year.
当我们回顾前一年的时候。
We say, Lord, sorry, it was like that.
我们说主啊，对不起，其实真糟糕。
Next year, I will improve.
明年我一定会进步。
I'm going to reign in life.
明年我就得胜有余。
Now, when we come to those moments, it's very good.
当我们来到那种环境当中，是很好的。
But sadly, at that very moment, we often make a wrong choice.
但是往往在那种环境当中，我们做了错误的选择。
We think, how am I going to reign in life?
我在想，我要怎么样做王掌权呢？
And we tend to do this. We think, I'll make a few rules for myself.
我们往往会往这个方面去想，我要为自己立一些规则。
Maybe I'll set my alarm clock a little earlier.
也许我会调闹钟稍微起来早一些。
I'm going to pray longer.
我要祷告久一点。
I'm going to read my whole Bible this year.
我今年要读完整本圣经。
I set myself some rules to live by.
我给我自己很多规则来活着。
And yet the Apostle Paul writes this.
但是使徒保罗这样说。
You who would be justified by law have fallen away from grace.
保罗这样说到，你们这要靠律法称义的，是与基督隔绝，从恩典中堕落。
You slipped into a trap.
你已经堕落在一个陷阱当中。
In fact, the whole letter of the Galatians is written to Christians who are getting confused about law and grace.
其实整本加拉太书就是讲说，基督徒因为恩典和律法已经搞混了。
Paul went to Galatia.
所以保罗去到。
He preached the gospel.
他去到那边传福音。
Many became Christians.
很多人成为基督徒。
They were filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们被圣灵充满。
Remarkable signs and wonders happened.
神迹奇事不断的发生。
A glorious church was formed.
真的，荣耀的教会。
And then Paul, being an apostle, went on to the next town.
然后使徒保罗和其他的使徒就去其他的教会。
He wanted to start another church.
他们就在其他地方开始其他的教会。
When he left Galatia,
当他离开加拉太的时候，
the Bible says the Judaizers moved in behind him.
然后他们就说到，当他离开的时候，那些犹太的基督徒就跟随了。
These were Christians, but from a Jewish background.
这些是基督徒，但是有犹太人的背景。
And they said to these Galatians,
他们来到这些加拉太人。
Hey, we're so pleased you've received our Messiah.
是犹太人的基督徒说，我们很高兴你已经接受主耶稣了。
Our scriptures told us that the Gentiles would come and receive our Messiah.
我们的经文也印证了外邦人会得蒙恩。
We're so thrilled you've received him.
我们真的很高兴你得救了。
But we've known him for centuries.
但是我们几百年来我们都知道。
If you're really going to be secure,
如果你真的要稳定，
there's some things you need to add.
有些东西你要加添在里面。
You must keep the Sabbath.
你一定要守安息日。
You must be circumcised.
你一定要行割礼。
And you shouldn't eat that kind of food.
那些污秽的食物你不应该吃。
And you must keep the festivals.
你要守节。
And what they tried to do was to make these Christians secure by adding laws to them.
所以他们想做的是什么？就是给他们安全感。通过哪种方式呢？通过给他们更多更多的律法规则。
The Apostle Paul was furious.
所以使徒保罗非常愤怒。
He wrote the letter to the Galatians.
他写加拉太书。
And he said, "You fools!"
说你们这些蠢材。
Who's bewitched you?
谁迷惑了你呢？
How can you add to the wonder of the cross?
你怎么可以再加添十字架的恩典呢？
How can you ever suggest that you need to add more to what God accomplished in the cross of Jesus?
你哪里可以告诉他们要加添更多的法则呢？
He's absolutely furious.
他完全的愤怒当中。
Now things like that can happen to us.
很多这样的事情会发生在我们的身上。
Not exactly the same.
也许不是完全一样。
But it may be that one day you heard the gospel.
也许我们有一天听到福音。
You responded to the gospel.
我们回应神的呼召。
And you understood all my sins have been forgiven.
我们理解到啊，我的罪完全得赦免了。
I've become a Christian.
啊，我成为基督徒了。
I've been born again.
我重新得救了。
And someone comes to you.
然后有一天有个人来到。
Hey, you've become a Christian.
我听说你成为基督徒了。
I'm so pleased.
我真的很高兴。
There's some things I need to tell you.
但是有些东西我要告诉你。
Now you must pray every day.
你每一天一定要祷告。
And you must read your Bible every day.
每一天一定要读经。
And I don't think you should wear those kind of clothes.
我觉得那些衣服你不应该再穿了。
And I wouldn't do your hair like that anymore.
我觉得头发不要染到这个颜色。
And you say, okay, thank you.
谢谢你。
Okay, got that one as well.
我会记住的。
Yeah, and I've got that one.
我现在得到多一个。
Okay, well, thank you so much. I feel so wonderfully free.
真的真的，我够了。我觉得很安全了。
And we suddenly don't know what happened to me. Did I get released or did I take a load of pressure?
我真的不可思议，我突然被释放了，有很多很多规则加添在其中。
So what is our relationship to law?
所以我们跟律法的关系是什么？
So Paul says this.
所以保罗这样说。
In Romans 6, sin shall have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace.
罗马书六章保罗说，罪必不能做你们的主，因为你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
What does Paul mean you're not under law?
保罗到底在说些什么？
Didn't Jesus say the law will never pass away?
难道耶稣不是说律法永远不会被废弃吗？
Are Christians under the law or not?
到底基督徒在律法之下或者不在律法之下呢？
If I was to ask for a show of hands,
如果请大家举手的话，
Are Christians under the law?
基督徒在律法之下吗？
Or Christians not under the law?
或者基督徒不在律法之下？
I think if I was to do that,
如果我这样做的话，
we'd be looking at the elders to say, what are they doing?
我们会张望第一排那些长老们，他们怎样举手？
We're not quite sure.
我们不太清楚。
So I want to take you to Romans chapter 7.
我要看罗马书七章。
Just the first half dozen verses.
前几节经文
where you see Paul gives us a very succinct demonstration of our relationship with the law.
保罗给我们很清晰的画面。
I'll read it with you. Do you not know, brothers, for I'm speaking to those who know the law, that the law has jurisdiction over a person as long as he lives?
弟兄们，我现在对明白律法的人说，你们岂不晓得律法管人是在活着的时候吗？
For the married woman,is bound by law to her husband while he's living. If her husband dies, she's released from the law concerning the husband.
就如女人有了丈夫，丈夫还活着，就被律法约束。丈夫若死了，就脱离了丈夫的律法。
So then, if while her husband's living, she's joined to another man, she's to be called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she's free from the law, so that she's not an adulteress, though she's joined to another man.
所以丈夫活着，她若归属别人，便叫淫妇；丈夫若死了，她就脱离了丈夫的律法。虽然归于别人，也不是淫妇。
Therefore, my brothers, you also were made to die to the law through the body of Christ, so that you might be joined to another, to him who was raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit for God.
我的弟兄们啊，这样说来，你们借着基督的身体，在律法上也是死的，叫你们归属别人，也是归属那死里复活的，叫我们结果子给神。
Now jumping to verse 6. Now we've been released from the law, having died to that by which we were bound, so that we serve in newness of the spirit, not in oldness of the letter.
第六节，但我们既然在捆我们的律法上死了，现今也脱离了律法，叫我们服侍主，也按着心灵的新样，不按着遗文的旧样。
So Paul is giving us a vivid illustration.
所以保罗给我们一个清晰的一个解释。
And he's saying that the law is like a husband to us.
他说律法就很像我们的丈夫一样。
And one who has authority over us.
一个有对我们有掌权的丈夫。
He gives us his instructions.
他给我们他的指示。
You should not do this, you should not do this.
你不该做这个，你不该做那个。
And he's just constantly telling us what we're not to do.
他不停地告诉我们，我们什么不该做。
With his authority.
用他的权柄。
And also, we can't argue with him.
而且我们不能跟他理论，争论。
Because actually he's always right.
因为他，其实他永远都是对的。
That when you listen to him,
但是当你听他说话的时候，
Then you think, no, that's true, that's right.
对对，虽然你讲的都是对的。
So he's forever telling you where you're wrong.
他永远跟你说你哪里不对。
He's always right.
而且他永远都对。
And one thing I just need to add,
有一点我想加的就是
is that the Bible teaches that Satan is the accuser of the brothers and sisters.
圣经说魔鬼撒旦就是永远攻击我们，指责我们的人。
The word Satan means accuser.
他的名字撒旦就是指责。
And the Bible says he accuses us day and night.
他每天不停地来控告我们。
In other words, I suggest to you that accusation is Satan's main weapon.
所以我可以告诉你们的就是指控就是魔鬼的主要的兵器。
He's always telling you what a failure you are.
他永远都告诉你你多糟糕。
You're a very poor Christian.
你真的是很糟糕的基督徒。
And he makes us often feel condemned.
我们永远都会被论断当中。
Now we just need to remember that.
我们要记得这一点。
But we press on with what we were talking about.
但是回到我们刚才说的。
Here's our husband.
他是我们的丈夫。
He's saying this is what you shall not do.
他说这个是你不该做的。
You can't argue with him.
我们不能跟他理论。
Because the things he says are very good.
因为他说的都很好，很对。
But he never lifts a finger to help you.
但是他从来都不帮你，一点都不帮。
He never comes to help you.
他从来一点都不帮你。
He just tells you where you're wrong.
他永远都在指控你在说你
做的不对。
但是他永远都对啊。
And he's never going to help you.
但是他永远都不会帮你。
And Jesus said this.
圣经耶稣这样说
The law will never pass away.
律法永远都不会离开，永远都在。
So you are permanently married.
所以你永远都在结婚当中。
To a right, overbearing husband.
对于一个又对又无理。
He's never going to help you.
永远不会帮你。
And he's never going to die.
永远不会死的丈夫。
Poor us.
真的，我们真糟糕，真可怜。
Now, is there any good news on the horizon?
这样有福音吗？在哪里
？It sounds from the way Paul says it,
就很像保罗这样说的一样。
That this husband needs to die.
似乎保罗在说这个丈夫需要死啊。
So we can be joined to another husband.
我们才可以脱离，然后嫁给另外一个丈夫。
But Jesus says the law will never die.
但是耶稣说这个律法永远都不会死。
So we're stuck.
所以我们在卡在中间。
Except in verse 4.
除了在第四节
Paul begins to tell us the way we get free.
保罗在第四节中告诉我们我们怎么样的
He doesn't say that the husband dies.
他没有说律法死了
He says in verse 4, you were made to die to the law through the body of Christ.
他这样说到我们记着基督的身体在律法上也是死了
Now what does he mean?
所以他到底在说些什么
He says through our union with Christ,
他说通过我们跟耶稣的相交
Something profound has happened to us.
神的奥妙在我们生命中产生。
A Christian is someone who is in Christ.
一个基督徒就是在基督里面的一个新造人。
That's Paul's favorite expression for a Christian.
这是保罗最喜欢称基督徒的。
If any man is in Christ,
如果任何人在基督里
he's a new creation.
就是一个新造的人。
So we're in Christ.
所以我们在基督里。
Now Christ had two relationships with the law.
所以耶稣基督与律法有双重的关系。
The first one was perfect obedience.
第一个他是完美的顺服。
He was absolutely innocent, the Bible says.
他生命中无可责备的地方。
At one point he said, Satan's coming, he's got nothing on me.
有一处他说魔鬼要来攻击我但是我没有任何东西可以给他责备的
At one time he said Which of you finds fault with me?
有在一个环境当中他说你们众人在我生命中有看到哪一点有罪的地方吗
Jesus perfectly obeyed the law
所以耶稣完美的完全的来
遵行律法 He lived a perfect innocent life
他活了一个无可责备的生命
So that was his relationship with the law
所以这个就是他跟律法的关系
Then later, he has another relationship with the law.
然后后面，他有跟律法有另外一个关系。
The Bible tells us that God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us.
圣经说，神让耶稣，完美的耶稣成为罪，做我们替罪羔羊。
On the cross, God took all of our guilt.
在十字架上，耶稣把我们全部的罪
and placed it on Jesus.
放在耶稣的身上。
So Jesus Christ became the personification of evil and guilt on the cross.
所以耶稣在十字架上就是道成肉身的罪和善。
And on the cross, he was found guilty.
而在十字架上，他就宣判有罪。
The law was vindicated.
律法被完成。
Galatians says he was cursed for hanging on that cross.
加拉太书他被在律法上，在十字架上被我们被诅咒。
All our guilt was dealt with.
我们一切的羞愧都被解决了。
The law is fulfilled.
律法被完成。
This man is cursed.
这个人被诅咒。
He dies in our place.
他为我们而死。
And Paul says,
而保罗说，
You who are in Christ,
你们在基督里面的，
have died to the law through the body of Christ.
你们这些在基督里面，在律法已经死了，通过基督，掌声鼓励。
When Jesus died,
当耶稣死了，
his relationship with law was over.
当耶稣在十字架上死了，他跟律法也完了。
Our relationship with law is over.
我们跟律法的关系也被脱离了。
It's finished.
已经被完成了。
Jesus shouted from the cross.
耶稣在十字架上呼喊
It is finished.
已经成了
And the Greek word means it is accomplished.
在希腊文就是已经完成了
I've done it.
已经被成就，我已经成就了。
He lived a perfect life.
他过一个无可责备的生活。
He died like a guilty man.
但是他为我们死在十字架上，好像一个罪人一样。
The law is vindicated.
律法被成就。
The relationship's over.
这个关系已经被完成。
We died to the law.
我们在律法上已经死去。
But what does the rest of the verse say?
但是后面的经文说些
什么呢？We died to the law through the body of Christ, so that we might be joined to another.
这里。
To him who was raised from the dead, that we might bear fruit for God.
这里说到我们在律法上也是死的，就是归于那从死里复活的，叫我们结果子给神。
So let's look carefully at this verse.
我们很清楚的来看这节经文。
Our relationship with law is over.
我们跟律法的关系已经被成就了。
See, some Christians would say this.
有些基督徒会这样说。
We know only Jesus can save.
我们知道不只是耶稣可以得。
We know the law can't save.
我们知道律法不能拯救我们。
But once you are saved,
但是当你得救了
you need to be in relationship with the law in order to be sanctified.
但是你要在律法当中才可以得胜分别为圣。
The Bible nowhere says that.
但是你会看到圣经没有在
nowhere.
没有一处这样说。圣经没有这样说。
That relationship's over.
这个我们跟律法的关系已经被成就了。
We have died to the law.
我们在律法上已经被解放了。
Paul says in Timothy,
保罗在提摩太书这样说道
The law is good.
律法好
providing you use it lawfully.
Sorry,
providing you use it lawfully.
但是让我们可以按着律法而活
knowing it's not for the righteous.
知道这个律法不是给公义的人
but for sinners.
是给罪人
So the law keeps on speaking.
所以这个律法会不停的说话
It keeps on telling God's righteous standards.
它不停的来彰显在表述神的公义。
But it's not for righteous people of now in Christ.
但是它不是给公义在基督里面的基督徒。
Because we've been discharged from it.
因为我们被律法给解放了。
But in order, it says that we might be joined to another.
但是这个法则说我们要被连接。
So it's still using marriage language.
就很像用婚姻的语言一样。
So now we're joined to him who was raised from the dead.
所以现在我们就跟着耶稣基督死里复活的耶稣基督被连接。
So who's that?
就在我们当中
That's Jesus, right? So we're now married to Jesus.
就是耶稣基督，我们跟他
Now we're the bride of Christ.
跟耶稣基督，我们是他的
We don't have two husbands, we've got one husband.
我们没有两个丈夫，我们只有一个丈夫
And now we're married to Christ.
我宁愿跟耶稣结婚
And it says here that we might bear fruit for God.
而这里说到我们可以结果子，荣耀神
Now that's a new idea.
这个是个新的概念。
When we spoke about the old husband,
当我们讲旧的丈夫、前任丈夫的时候
，no reference to bearing fruit.
前任丈夫的时候，没有一处提到就是结果子。
In fact, it says in Galatians 3:21,
在加拉太书三章二十一节这样说到
：If a law had been given that was able to impart life, then righteousness would have come by the law.
若曾传一个能叫人得生的律法，义就诚然本乎律法了。
You see, if the law can make us righteous.
如果律法能让我们得公义的话
Let's just go into all the schools.
然后我们就把律法引入到学校吧
Let's go to downtown Beijing.
我们来到北京的市中心
Let's shout out the laws.
我们来呼喊神的律法
You shall not steal.
你不要偷窃
You shall not bear false witness.
你不要做假的见证
Hey, let's just tell them.
我们就宣告律法
That'll change them.
因为那个律法就能改变他们。
No, the Bible says if a law had been given that could impart life,
但是圣经说，若传一个能叫人得胜的律法
，then righteousness would come by the law.
义就诚然本乎律法了。
But the law couldn't impart any life.
但是你看到律法，它不能给予新的生命。
The law is an impotent husband.
就是这个律法，就是个很像一个无能的丈夫一样。
He tells me what I'm supposed to produce.
他告诉我应该做些什么。
But it doesn't impart any life to me.
但是他不会给我新给予新的生命。
Thank God we've died to the law.
感谢主，我们已经死去了，我们没有律
法。That we might be married to him who was raised from the dead.
在耶稣基督里面，我们有一个新的丈夫。
That we might bear fruit.
就是耶稣基督，我们能结果子。
Ah, Jesus lets us bear fruit.
因为耶稣基督让我们结果子。
He's not an impotent husband.
他不是个无能的丈夫。
He's a very potent husband.
他是个富有权柄的丈夫。
He says words like this.
他说话就是这样。
My joy I give you.
他说我的喜乐我给予
My peace I give you
我的平安我赋予你
The love of God I pour it out in your heart by the Holy Spirit
神的爱通过圣灵我浇灌你
Hallelujah, what a husband we found
Hallelujah, 我们有一个完美的丈夫感谢主
We found a life-imparting husband
我们找到一个赋予我们生命的丈夫
A husband that changes us from the inside.
一个能改变我们内心深处的丈夫。
We don't need to go back to that other husband.
我们不需要回到我们的前任丈夫。
He can't impart any life.
因为他不可以给予我们新的生命。
It says in the book of Hebrews.
在希伯来书这样说到。
The law made nothing perfect.
律法没有成就任何完美的事物。
So we're finished with that relationship.
所以我们跟之前的律法已经完成了
关系。We maintain this relationship.
我们要培育的是这一段新的关系。
How do you want to bear fruit?
我们怎么样在基督里面结果子
？Develop a very loving relationship with your new husband.
跟我们新的丈夫培育一个很亲密、紧密的关系。
Jesus said, "If you abide in me,"
耶稣说，如果我在你里面
，and I abide in you，
那你在我里面的话
，you'll bear much fruit.
你会结许多许多的果子。
We found a husband who imparts life.
我们找到一个丈夫能给予我们新的生命。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
We finished with that old way of relating to God.
我们之前的那个关系已经断绝了。
We've been discharged from it.
我们被释放了。
That we might have this new relationship.
好，让我们与能有这个新的关系。
We're not under law. We're under grace.
我们不在律法之下，我们在恩典之下。
Sometimes you ask Christians, "How are you getting on?"
有些时候我们问基督徒，你过得怎么样啊
？And they say a bit up and down.
他说，高潮低谷还好。
Actually, it's often a bit husband to husband.
因为有些时候他们在逃往第一个丈夫和第二个丈夫当中。
We say, "Oh, I'm sorry, Jesus. I'm not doing very well."
说耶稣，我做得很糟糕。
I haven't really been doing all that I should.
我该做的都没有做。
Lord, if I really do this and do this and do this and do this.
如果我做这条条框框的事的。
In other words, if I really develop my relationship with my old husband.
就换句话说，如果我跟我的前任丈夫真的发展关系的话
，Will that improve my relationship with you？
会进跟我现在跟你的关系进步吗
？It doesn't work, eh？
当然
，Try it in the world。
在世界上，在环境上
，Say to your new husband，
你跟你新的丈夫说
，In order to have a really good relationship with you， I'll develop my relationship with my old husband。
我要跟我的前任再发生感情
，It's nonsense。
那我不可思议
，We've discharged。Hallelujah. We're not under law. We're under grace. It's a completely new relationship.
Hallelujah.
So we reign in life through this abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness. We need to understand that righteousness is a gift from God. Something He freely gives to us.
这个是他免费给予我们的。
Otherwise, we're forever wrestling with this feeling of condemnation.
不然，我们永远会挣扎于论断当中。
We just feel I'm not doing very well.
我们总会觉得我们做得不够好。
Why do we feel that?
为什么我们会有这样的感受
？Because of the devil.
因为魔鬼。
He's constantly accusing you.
他不停地在我们面前指控我们。
He's saying you're not a very good Christian.
他每天不停地控告我们，你是个糟糕的基督徒。
And we feel this level of guilt.
我们觉得这个背负这个罪。
And condemnation.
和这个论断。
And we try to deal with condemnation.
我们尝试来。
Let me imagine that this right arm I'm extending here is our feeling of condemnation.
你可以想象这个我的右手就是我们与这个论断的感受。
And we try and cover it over by our Christian activity.
我们尝试用我们基督徒的那个这个行为来遮盖这一些。
So we pray a bit more.
所以我们祷告多一点。
And we read the Bible a bit more.
我们读经多一点。
And we're trying hard.
我们努力地做基督徒。
And then Satan attacks you.
然后魔鬼攻击我们。
You say, "Well, I'm praying as often as I can."
哎，我已经积极地祷告了。
I'm reading my Bible as much as I can.
我已经积极地在读经了。
And then he says, "Have you heard about Jane?"
魔鬼说，你有没有听过 Jane 的见证
？No, what about Jane?
哎 ，Jane 是谁呀？
She fasts twice a week.
哦，一周每一周禁食两天。
Oh no, fast twice a week.
禁食，我没有禁食啊。
Oh dear.
哦，糟糕了。
I got to start all over again.
我要重新开始了。
So now I pray.
我又在祷告。
I read my Bible.
我在读经。
I fast twice a week.
我每一周也禁食两天。
Oh, the things that I have to do.
哎，很多东西我都要做。
A friend of mine who used to catch the same train as me.
我有一个朋友常常跟我坐同一个火车
Every day to London to work
每天都坐火车到伦敦工作
Went through every compartment of the train
来到每一个车厢
Giving out tracts to people
分那个福音单
I thought, oh gosh, I have to do that as well now.
我想，哎，糟糕，我也要传福音单啊。
I'm a terrible Christian.
我是个糟糕的基督徒。
I have to pray, read the Bible, give out tracts.
我要发传单。
Because I'm not doing very well.
因为我什么都没有做，我做得不好。
We try to get rid of condemnation by sanctification.
我们通过分别为圣，做很多好事来遮盖我们的论断。
But sanctification isn't to deal with condemnation.
但是分别为圣不是来。
There's one thing that deals with condemnation. It's called justification. We are justified freely as a gift. Hallelujah! If any man is in Christ, there is no condemnation. It's all gone. At a stroke. We can't be condemned. You can't be justified and condemned at the same time. For the Christian, there is no condemnation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're free from guilt. God set us free.
神已经赦免了我们.
See, if we didn't learn that, we're forever trying to establish some righteousness.
所以如果我们尝试来引入很多公义在我们生命当中的话,
Paul said that was the problem with his contemporaries.
然后保罗就说,
They're trying to establish their own righteousness based on law. Instead of receiving the righteousness that comes as a gift from God. It's free. Salvation is good news. It's not good advice, it's good news. God has done it. We're righteous. Otherwise, it's rather like, if I could pretend to be one of the wives here. You're enjoying the presence of God. You go home.
我们回到家,
and in the morning you get up to pray.
早上我们起来祷告,
you say, Lord Jesus, I'm going to pray this morning.
我们说主耶稣,
Lord, bless my husband at the workplace.
祝福我们的丈夫,
make him a blessing.
让他成为一个祝福,
Lord, let his testimony count for you. Lord, you know he's such a good man.
主啊, 你知道他是个很好的丈夫。
It'd be nice to get him a nice meal tonight.
如果今晚可以烹饪一个好菜给他多好。
Yeah, perhaps I will.
也许我会这样做。
I'll go down to the shop.
也许我会去超市。
I'll get some of his favorite meal. That would be fun.
买一些他特别爱吃的煮给他。
Yeah, that would be such a nice thing to do.
很好, 真的很不错。
I'm supposed to be praying.
哎呀，我不是要祷告吗？哦，对，嗯，let me.
It's the missionary meeting on Friday.
哦，周五有一个宣教士的会.
Oh yes, the missionary supper.
哦，是一个宣教会的一个晚宴.
Right, I'm going to pray. God bless the missionaries.
啊，主啊，祝福宣教士.
Lord, let their voice be heard.
让他们的声音，他们的见证能听到.
Let us get stirred up about missionary work.
让我们对传福音兴起.
Yeah, bless the missionary supper.
让这些传教士祝福他们.
Oh yeah, the supper.
哦，对呀，就是那个晚宴。
I was supposed to be getting the salad.
因为我是要做那个沙拉的。
I haven't got the salad yet.
哎呀，糟糕，我还没有做沙拉。
Oh, I need to go to the shop.
哎呀，我要去超市买沙拉。
Oh yeah, I could do at the same time. I could get the food for my husband.
啊，如果我可以同一时间去，我可以买一些那个给我的丈夫。 哇，真的还来得及。
Then Satan comes.
然后魔鬼就来。
He says, "Oh, mighty woman of intercession."
哦，你这个祷告的守望者。
Are you prevailing in the heavenlies?
你有没有在属灵里面征战得胜？
Prevailing in the heavenlies.
征战得胜啊！我是在祷告。
I try to pray, my mind goes out the window.
我尝试祷告，但是我胡思乱想。
I'm a hopeless Christian.
哎呀，我真的糟糕的基督徒。
I better do my Bible reading.
啊，我的读经呢？
Where was I?
哎，我上一次读经是什么？
Oh yeah, I was 13 days behind.
哎呦，我已经13天没有读圣经了。
Yeah, Leviticus chapter 4.
啊，利未记四章。
Verse 8, he shall remove from the sacrifice all the fat of the bull of the sin offering, the fat that comes from the entrails, and all the fat that's on the entrails.
第八节, 哇, 要献祭的时候, 要怎么样宰割那个献祭, 然后怎么把它的油输出去, 怎么样, 哇。
And the two kidneys with the fat that's on them,
然后他的两个肾, which
which is on the loins and the lobe 他的肥膏, of the liver, which
那个筋,
he shall remove
那个肝,
with the kidneys.
然后那个肾,
then Satan comes,
然后魔鬼就来,
says, getting a lot out of it.
哇, 你的属灵领袖得着是什么?
And you say, I haven't got a clue what it means. I don't know what it's all about.
我不知道,
在讲什么? I'm a terrible Christian.
我是个糟糕的基督徒。
I couldn't pray.
我不会祷告。
I don't understand the Bible.
我不了解圣经。
I should have a terrible day now.
我今天真的糟透了。
God won't be pleased with me.
神一定会不喜悦我。
Yesterday we're saying I'm with Jesus.
昨天我得胜有余。
This morning we're saying I'm a miserable wretch.
今天又糟糕了。
Why?
为什么?
Why do we suddenly feel bad?
为什么我们有这么大的落差?
Because we're assessing our walk with God on how we're doing with our religious duties.
因为我们用错误的方式来评估我们跟神的关系，用我们所做的。
As though they were the things that justify us.
但是这些东西不能让我们称义。But
they're not.
这些东西根本都不能让我们称义。<laughs>
You say, Terry, don't you read the Bible then?
我说 Terry 牧师，你没有看圣经吗？
Yeah, I love reading the Bible.
我说我很爱读圣经。
But I don't read the Bible to impress God.
但是你不要为了来让神加分来读圣经。
I don't say to God, "Hey, I read a whole chapter this morning. Good, eh?"
我不会跟神说，神啊，我了不起吧，我读整本书啊。
I get marks for that.
哦，你看我很棒啊。
You say, "Don't you pray, Terry?"
那你不祷告吗？
Yeah, I do pray.
我说我当然祷告。
I'm not praying in order to impress God.
但是我祷告不是为了跟神加分。
I found someone who impressed him on my behalf.
我已经找到一位帮我跟神加分的人了。Jesus
has done it.
耶稣已经成就了这些。Jesus
is my righteousness.
耶稣就是让我的公义。And
I am free.
我已经得胜了。I
read the Bible because I want to.
我读圣经因为我要读圣经。I
read the Bible to learn.
因为我要读圣经，因为我要学习神的话语。
I pray because I want to.
我要祷告，因为我要祷告。I
don't pray to impress God.
我要祷告不是为了加分。I'm
in Christ.
我在基督里了。He's
done that for me.
他已经帮我成就了。He's
removed all my guilt.
他已经挪开一切的罪。I
don't have to establish my own righteousness.
我不用再成就我自己的公义。It's
a done thing.
神已经成就了这一切。Even
in the Old Testament.
甚至在旧约里面。They
were told, bring a lamb.
他说带一个羔羊来。And
the lamb had to be perfect.
这个羔羊要完美的。When
they brought their lamb to the priest,
当他们带羊来到,
they didn't hope the priest doesn't notice this is all torn and I've got all mud on here.
他们不会希望说, 哦, 祭司不会发现他们衣服或者袍的洞。
It's not even relevant.
没有意义。
All eyes are on the lamb.
因为全部的注视都在那个羔羊身上。
The lamb mustn't be blind.
那个羔羊不可以是瞎的。
Mustn't have any broken limbs.
没有任何断的骨头。
Mustn't be diseased.
没有任何的疾病。
All eyes are on the lamb.
全部的注视都在那个羔羊身上。
And then the priest would say this.
那祭司会这样说,
I find no fault in him.
这个羔羊无可责备。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's nothing wrong with our lamb.
这个羊无可责备。
We're accepted. We have a perfect lamb.
我们有个无可责备的羔羊。
Jesus is our lamb.
耶稣就是我们的羔羊。
I was praying once in the I thought God spoke to me from an Old Testament story.
有一天我在祷告，我似乎神在跟我讲一个旧约的故事。
Where it says that Jacob came to his blind father Isaac.
他说雅各来到他的父亲的面前，他父亲眼睛不好了。
And he took the clothing of his big brother Esau.
然后拿以扫大哥的衣服来穿。
Esau was loved by Isaac.
雅各很喜欢他的大儿子。
He had a son he really loved.
这个是大儿子，他非常疼爱。
So Jacob put Esau's clothes on.
所以雅各穿了大哥的衣服。
And approached his blind father.
然后来到他瞎眼的
To get a blessing from his father.
来得到祝福。
And I felt when I was praying one day.
然后我感觉我在祷告的时候。
I felt God said to me.
我发现神在告诉我。
Do not fear that I'll find you hidden in the son that I love.
你不要 害怕，我会发现你其实在穿你大哥的衣服。Because
I've placed you in the Son that I love.
因为已经让耶稣遮盖了你。Because
Jacob was scared that he would be found out for hiding in the Son that the Father loved.
因为雅各非常恐惧他会被发现。But
we have been placed in Jesus.
但是我们已经放在基督里了。He's
the Son that the Father loves.
神爱的大儿子。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We draw near in Jesus.
我们要亲近耶稣。
All his obedience.
他的顺服。
All his perfect devotion to the Father.
他对神完全的敬拜的仰望。
It's like the Father can feel those clothes.
就很像天父能感觉到那个袍一样，耶稣的袍一样。
And smell that fragrance.
然后闻到耶稣的香气。
Say, "Oh, this is the Son I love."
然后这个就是我喜爱的儿子。
And we're hidden in him.
我们就在基督里面。
It says in Ephesians chapter 1,
在以弗所书一章,
we are blessed with all spiritual blessings.
我们受到神完全的祝福，属灵一切的祝福。
In the Son that He loves.
通过耶稣他爱的儿子。
Hallelujah. John Bunyan, he was a Puritan. He wrote Pilgrim's Progress.
他写的这本名书。
He said he saw a vision one day.
他说有一天他看到一个异象。
He said, I suddenly saw a vision of Christ as my righteousness.
他有一天他看到耶稣是他的公义。
And he said, I realized it didn't depend on how I feel.
他发觉，哦，不是关于我的情绪而波动。
I couldn't add to that righteousness.
我不能加添任何一点在他的公义上。
Or if I felt bad, I couldn't take away from that righteousness.
如果哪怕我觉得感受不好，他公义也没有被挪开。
But Jesus Christ is my righteousness.
因为耶稣基督就是我的公义。
And He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他昨天、今日、一直到永远都是一样的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you wake up tomorrow,
当我们明天起来的时候，
Jesus Christ is your righteousness.
耶稣依然是我们的公义。
Whether you had a good prayer time or not.
不管你有没有一个好的一天，没有关系。
Even if you slept right through your quiet time.
哪怕你今天整天灵修的时候你都在睡觉也不要紧。
Jesus is your righteousness.
因为耶稣是你的公义。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, we have a calling to reign in life.
我们一个呼召就在这生命中能得胜有余。
Because of the abundance of grace.
因为这是丰富的恩典。
Not because we're trying hard to keep the rules.
不是我们努力来满足一些条规。
Jesus came to save us.
耶稣来是拯救我们。
To rescue us.
来拯救我们。
He didn't come to put a lot of responsibility on us.
他来到我们生命当中不是给加添给我们很多责任负担。
But to set us free.
反而让我们得胜，让我们被释放。
We no longer relate to that impotent husband.
我们不再跟我们旧的无能的丈夫有任何的关系。
We enjoy fellowship with our new husband.
我们享受跟新的丈夫的这个团契，这个连接。
Gives us life.
因为他给予我们新的生命。
He makes us bear fruit from inside.
他让我们从里面能结果子。
He changes us from inside.
他能从我们内心深处改变我们。
Enjoy being with him.
所以享受与神交通。
Experience his love.
经历他的爱
His joy,
他的喜乐
His peace,
他的平安
God changes you from the inside.
因为他能从里面来改变我们
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
荣耀归给主赞谢谢上帝
Father, thank you for your kindness.
上帝谢谢你对我们的
Thank you for providing a wonderful Savior.
谢谢你给我们一个完美的救世主
Jesus, thank you for dying in our place.
耶稣谢谢你替我而死
Removing all our guilt.
挪去一切的羞愧
Now we're joined to him who's been raised from the dead.
现在在基督里我们在一起连接
Thank you for your new life surging through our lives.
新的生命在我们里面
We give you praise.
我给你一切的赞美
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Okay.